Hey there, everyone. It's Dean again, and we're back with another episode. So I hope you look forward to this diary entry. It's going to be very deep, very intimate, so stay tuned to find out more. Powering through tears right now because I just watched this YouTube video about Midnight Mass and I just had to come and talk to you guys about it. But the main focus for today is I think I want to talk about my journey with religion. As a queer person, religion has always had like a very large stage in my life, unfortunately, both in like a positive and in a negative kind of manner. Because one thing, if you know me, if you ask any of my friends, one thing about me is I shit a lot on the religion that I grew up with, but I'm also kind of grateful to it for a lot of the lessons and a lot of the things it taught me, unfortunately. So I'm going to give you guys a good backstory. I'm going to just relay some of my thoughts and just a preface. I'm not here to offend anyone. I don't want you people to come fight me in the comments, okay? I've already done an episode on religion. You can go check it out from an earlier episode. In fact, I might just link it here. But the main thing is I have a bone to pick with religion, and I'm coming here to pick that bone. If there is a bone, honestly, this is just going to be like a diary entry and honest discussion with myself, you guys here with me, listening to some of my thoughts and my feelings about it. So let's start with our little story time. Dean, before they became Dean, was born into a Catholic Christian home. Both my parents, my mom and my dad, were devout. Okay, my mom super devout, my dad, well, you know, there's a lot of circumstance that you guys don't know about, and I don't think I'm ready to really share that on the channel. So yeah, just know that my dad, he's a very shaky, in fact, my mom's also a shaky individual. It's just that she's become devout in recent years, so Maybe I'm biased. Maybe they're both just super shaky and I'm the only one who's honest enough to say like I'm a fuck up and, you know, Christianity, it ain't for me. Even like, just not even Catholicism. Christianity, yeah. Catholicism, nah, gee. So that is what I grew up with. I grew up in the Catholic Church. So I was even baptized in the Catholic Church at like 6 months old. My mom was very devout. She really wanted me to go through the classes, go through all of like the whole nine yards. My mom was like, I'm gonna make sure that you get saved, bro. And I was like, okay, whatever. I didn't know any better, you know, children, very impressionable human beings. After getting baptized and staying in the Catholic Church, my mom strongly believed that it was really important for me to have a good Christian grounding. So I went to a day school that was also basically a mission school. I'm not naming names here, but yes, I went to a mission school and yeah, nonprofit. And they mostly took like the kids of missionaries and whatnot, but then they also opened it like specifically to the international community. So like no locals were allowed to go to that school. It was just, if you're an international person, like an international passport, then you could come to our school. That was the deal. So that was basically my upbringing. So starting from the church, then eventually heading to a Christian school where, you know, praying openly was encouraged. We would have worship sessions, band sessions, and all this stuff. When you think about like a white contemporary kind of vibe, that's what I grew up with. A white contemporary vibe where the worship team were like the rock stars and all that kerfuffle. So that was it. And that was what I grew up seeing. And, you know, I also grew up playing the guitar. So how I got really good at the guitar was because I wanted to join the worship team. So I would just come play on my guitar. And that's essentially, I owe being good at the guitar and playing well with bandmates because of church and school. I'm just going to put that out there. Because if it was not for those experiences, I think I would be very, very horrible at collaborating with people. But I'm not. So you see, that's why I say I have a love-hate relationship, because it gave so much, but it also took so much away from me. But I digress. From there, I began to notice that actually I did not really like Catholicism. And this is like me 11, 12 years old. I'm just kind of sitting there on my own like, crap, I actually don't really like Catholicism, because I think, you know, being a Protestant kind of was more my vibe. It was kind of more what I wanted to do. So 12 years old, I realized, crap, I don't want to be a Catholic. I think I'm more Protestant leaning, simply because when I tell you the Catholic Church is boring, you would think I'm lying. You would think that someone is holding me at a chokehold, but I'm free. I am free to tell you that the most boring moments of my life. So that's why when I was really introduced to like the hype kind of church, you know, we're doing some Hillsong up in her, we're doing some Christian hip hop up in here, that's when I was like, oh, so Christianity can be fun. It's not just singing hymns and stuff. I'm horrible. But like, this was my experience. And what did you want me to do? Rebel against my mom? Well, I mean, we get to that part of the story, but let's continue. So at the age of 12, I'm thinking, fuck, I want to be a Protestant, but I can't really say anything because I didn't really understand it that much. I just knew that Catholicism was not for me. And during that time, I changed school. So I changed from my private Christian school in Ethiopia, and I went to boarding school in Zambia, also an openly Christian school where we prayed, we would go to church, we had a lot of Christian-centric activities, such as like this thing called discipleship, where you could go and do that. Or if you really, really wanted and you were a go-getter, you could join like this thing called CIA, Christians in Action. You know, just looking back, it was really an embarrassment. Now I'm in boarding school and I'm beginning to explore Christianity in a way that I never really could before, because now I have the freedom to kind of do Christianity the way I wanted to do it. You know, I could go to church if I wanted, I could opt out, I could, you know, join the worship team if I wanted, I could help in other ways to serve in the church if I wanted. So it just opened a lot more avenues for me, and for the first time I could openly read my Bible on my own, because it's not that my other Christian school in Ethiopia didn't allow it, it's just that my mom, in Catholicism, there is you read from the Bible, but like you don't exactly like read on your own. It's very guided, very led. And I'm yet to meet people or Catholics who read the Bible like separately, apart from like the regular Sunday missal or the weekly missal or whatnot. So that was the one thing that was really different, was that for a change, I kind of had the freedom to read the Bible as I pleased and kind of explore different topics and understand different things as I wanted. And because in my Christian school in Ethiopia, we used to do like Bible verses where we would have to memorize. So a lot of the Bible verses that were very popular at my Christian school in Zambia, I kind of already knew them because I had to memorize them by default. Like that was just the thing. So even when like other students would, I was such a show off, guys. It got worse when I came to Malaysia. We're getting there. I was basically this show it off. I was out here like, oh yes, I know the Bible. Ooh, look at me. Did I understand it though? I was getting there. I was really trying to digest and understand everything. And at some point I thought I was going to be a priest. So, you know, there's that. Shit, man. My failed dreams. I'm glad they failed. Some of them, honestly, me a priest. Damn, y'all going to hell. So from there, Christianity kind of became my thing. I joined CIA. I joined like the church worship team. I joined the Fusion worship team. So Fusion was this thing we would do on Sunday nights. So it was like more youthful, more fun, more hype, and like the songs we sang and played were just overall better in my opinion, because the church also kind of gave like Catholic vibes. But you know, that's a story for another day. So I'm getting really into this Christianity thing, and if you really ask me, I think I really became saved at the age of 16, because I would say I believed in like Jesus, the concept of, you know, like the concept of Christianity and how you get into heaven or how you get in favor with God. I understood all of that stuff, and I think I really committed to it at 16 years old, because that's when I was just like, okay, for real, like me, you, me, Jesus, we're tight. we're friends, we're best friends, we're homies. That's when I kind of made that commitment. Everything is vibes. I'm this Christian, very heavily involved in the Christian activities in my high school. And you know, once high school was over, it was just like crap, I'm back home. And for those of you who don't know, I actually got accepted into uni, then they rejected me last minute. So I had to stay an extra 5-ish months before going to university again. So what had happened during that period of time was I became a rebellious Christian. So instead of going to mass with my mom, I would go to church at like the local Protestant place that was actually really, really near the house. So I would just go there because I was hungry for God's word. I was hungry to worship. And the other thing was most, if not all, of my friends from my old school in Ethiopia, most of their parents went to that church. And if they were back in the country from uni, they would go to that church too. So it was just like, yeah, this is like my home, and I really loved going to that church. Like, no cap, I feel like I would want to go back. I kind of regret not going back when I was in Ethiopia last year, but I was not really into the church, but you know what I mean? I was making some money. But yeah, I wish, yeah, to some extent, I wish I kind of went back, you know, hung out a little bit. But yeah, that was my life. So come fast forward, we're in Malaysia now. I find this church near my university and I get committed immediately. So I didn't really believe the baptism I had at the very beginning was real. So I decided to get baptized again as an adult at like age 19. And then from there, I became a member of that church, and like I would pay tithe. A broke student like me paying tithe. Can you imagine? I was a dumbass. Hey, so I was paying tithe. I would do all of the, I would do all of that fun stuff, and I would also go to, what's that thing called? We had these like prayer group things where we would like join together and like we would go to them and we would pray and we would have fun and la la la, and like we just discuss and talk about the Bible in different sections, and it was just a fun time, a really interesting time for me to really just dive into the Bible and learn more and kind of share my thoughts as a Christian. And it was good. Like 2017, 2018, it was really good. I was thriving, I was making friends, I felt like I had a family, I felt like everything in my life was going right, until a lot of discrepancies start to happen. So I've just narrated to you my entire Christian experience up until I basically fell off and decided to leave the religion in 2019, and I'll get to those reasons. So essentially what happened was, on paper, it looks like I had really good step-by-step progression into becoming, you know, a really, really good, strong Christian. So, you know, growing up in the Catholic Church, going to Christian schools my entire life, and then followed by, you know, me making the decision to kind of commit myself to Christianity. But there were so many disparities. And I think watching that video about Midnight Mass, like I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, was something that really triggered me in a way that I didn't understand. Because I watched Midnight Mass with my partner and it was a lot of fun. I found it so interesting because I was just like, yep, I know that. Yep. Because all these references, it's not like I was dumb or anything, but it's just that I took so much time to learn about the church, to learn about Christianity, to read the history, read the Bible. So a lot of that knowledge is now gone because I don't care anymore. But watching it was just like, damn, like that's kind of where I came from, like that cultish mindset. And I explain why. So if you don't already know, if you're new to the podcast, welcome. Oh my god, hi, welcome, you know, suss out the vibe. If you like, please subscribe on whatever platform you're listening on, you know what I mean. And yeah, hi. I'm not serious, guys, this is a diary entry, leave me alone. if you're new to the vibe, if you're new to the space, I'm a queer person, and I'm queer in a lot more ways than one. So not just my sexuality, but also my gender. I am as queer as they come. When they said rainbow flag, they were pointing to me. I am the walking embodiment of the LGBTQ community. Me. I am representative number Juan. And one thing that that I grew up with, and this is a funny thing actually, is that I grew up kind of like a tomboy in a sense, where most of my friends are boys. And even when I went on to boarding school, I always found it very difficult to be friends with girls, because I just didn't know how to be friends with them. Because in my experience back in Ethiopia at my old school, what happened was I was just friends with all my classmates, and all of us kind of just got along because all of us grew up together. Like, when I tell you, like, some of my classmates, I knew them from when I was like 1 or 2 years old, simply because our parents worked at the same offices or whatever. And because of that, then we just inevitably became friends, because they were just like, oh my gosh, you're gonna take them to the same primary school, oh my goodness, the same little school here, oh, elementary, middle, and high school, uh-huh. So during that time, that was when I kind of started to figure out, like, oh, actually, men, oh, not so much, women, oh. Okay, so that's kind of when I started to figure out that actually I did not feel very comfortable in my body. I didn't really feel like a woman. But, you know, because of Christianity, the way it's taught to you, you know, it's like you're taught like, oh no, you're the perfect being, this is how God imagined you, this is how la 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 la, you know, God has a plan and whatnot. And I'm not going to say that I don't really believe in that, but I also feel like we should be in control of our destiny as individuals, because if we do have free will and free choice, I think whatever we put out there is technically what we should receive. So we've put out good energy, we put out whatever we're putting out there, whatever it is should be reciprocated back. So if you're putting out, you know, shite, you should get shite back, you know what I mean? But if you're putting out rainbows and unicorns, you should get those rainbows and unicorns back. At least that's what I personally believe. And I think where stuff used to just kind of really be hard for me is that I had no one to really bounce ideas off or talk to about it, if that makes sense. This, because the thing is, being queer is just like so taboo that like no one wants to talk to you about it. No one wants to really get to the nitty-gritty or confirm or deny anything, because it's just like they kind of expect everyone to be the same. So they expect everyone to kind of just be straight, to kind of just accept that you're gonna marry a man, you're gonna do all of these things. So in me, I was thinking, crap, maybe there's something wrong with me, maybe I am the problem here and everyone else is okay. But, you know, sadly enough, later on when I come to meet all my other queer friends and hearing their stories, I'm just like, crap, you all had the same ass story, you know, same religion, different religion. It's And I'm not saying that like all Christians or all religious people, but I'm just saying an uncanny amount are like this, where they're not very accepting, or they're killing you with love. You know, there's no better hatred than Christian love. I tell you what. But going back to the story, and when I was like kind of expressing like my queerness in my school in Ethiopia, no one really gave me two shit. Like, no one really gave a shit. Like, they were just like, okay, whatever, you do you. But it was only when I moved to Zambia, that's when everyone kind of started giving me the side eye, and I really felt like a lot of eyes were on me for this thing that I didn't understand. Because, I mean, I was 12, 13. Like, bro, what the hell did I know about, like, anything? Like, what did I know about gender? What did I know about... I didn't know any of that. And that information, even though it was out there, didn't feel like it was very accessible to me. Or I think even to add further to that, not even that it was not accessible, I was not actively seeking out and looking for it, simply because I thought I was a sinner and I was in the wrong for just being who I am and not inherently like hurting anyone during this entire process of me just trying to, I don't know, figure out what was going on with me. And the thing is, I carried this thought from when I was like 10 all the way until I kind of came out to myself when I was like 21, 20. So there's this 10-year period where I'm just wrestling really, really hard with myself and what I believe to be my true self and what I believe I should be, or the person I should be. And I think that's so difficult, because the thing is, when you're so young, you're so impressionable, you know, you look towards the people who are around you for guidance and for support. And if that support is biased towards one thing, then you're going to be damaged for a while. And that was me for a very long time, is that I felt like there was this one part of me that I just could not be, I could just not pursue. And so what happened was, I was just like this person who was pretending to be something that I just was not. I had a hard time once I really began to learn more about myself, learn more about what was going on with me and my feelings, the more I found that I was separating from the church simply because I was surrounded by people who I knew would not accept my existence. I was surrounded by people who I knew would not accept me for who I am, for the person that I loved, or for the gender that I believe myself to be. I knew they would not accept that because I have evidence of them saying it in church at a sermon. And that's the worst kind of hurt, is when you're sitting there in the congregation, they're talking to you without knowing that they're talking to you, and they say the most hurtful and horrendous things, and you're just kind of there like, wow. For an organization that claims to be loving, you lot are haters. So as I continue to discover that aspect of me, and I found that crap, actually, there's so much that I want to understand. There's so much that I want to ask. Because the thing is, a lot of my friends were from church. They were from this other Christian group that I was in university. So I wanted to ask these questions. I was like, I wanted to have an open conversation, but I just felt I couldn't. So I just left. But during this time before I left, I met this amazing boy, Ivan Mark De Cruz. I love that boy so much. He's one of the reasons I came out, because he was a Catholic, but the way he affirmed himself was like a breath of fresh air for me, because I just did not know how to stand up for myself or for what I wanted for myself, if I'm very honest, because I just felt like I was so in the wrong, I was such a sinner, and that like no one could ever really see me as a human. And everyone kind of looked at me and was just like, you aight? And of course, because he's queer too, so it was just like, oh, you're queer, I'm queer, everybody queer, hey. Oh, yes. Yeah, so Ivan was one of the very first people who kind of helped me take that step towards loving and understanding myself. And as I continued to explore my queerness, starting to dress the way I felt like inside, that's when I really felt like I was really affirming who I was. And I realized that me affirming who I was, it was in direct contrast of the person that I was pretending to be around other people. And I realized that I didn't want to live a double life anymore. I couldn't do that. I couldn't keep lying to them, because that's not me. I'm an honest person. And for one, I did not want to keep lying to me. I knew who I was, and I just knew that being in that environment was just not good. So I left. I left in 2019, cold turkey. I just left all the group chats. I left everything high and dry. You should have seen how awkward it was for me walking around uni, having seen some of my Christian fellowship people. Like, I would literally dodge, hide, dive, you fucking name it. I was long gone, simply because I was uncomfortable. And right now with religion, I don't really know where I'm at. I guess I do a lot of reading. I really enjoy Buddhism. Buddhism is a very interesting religion, and it's not even a religion, it's like just like a way of life. It's just like, these are some teachings that you should like lead your life by, and I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool, vibes. And not even just to say that, it's like, and there's a part of me that's just like, I don't even like reject what I've learned in Christianity. If anything, being in a Muslim country kind of helped me gain a little bit more perspective on the Bible, as well as, you know, on the Quran as well. It's like my understanding of knowledge and religion has become more well-rounded, and I'm just able to navigate through and find what I need when I need it. And you know, who's to say who's correct, who's to say who's wrong? I personally do not care. I just hope that you're a good person at the end of the day. And I think that's what drew me away from Christianity, is that, you know, it's a lot of this facade of being a good person, but behind closed doors, we know that you aren't who you say you are. Belief aside, I think there's a way you can treat people and speak to people, and the way some Christians do it is just not it, and I'm not here for it either. And honestly, I think that's also why a lot of the time I was very, I wouldn't say I was very prejudiced, but I definitely was very homophobic before I came out, because being violently homophobic was kind of like a shield so that people would not question me, because how would I be against myself? But I would just say, for this episode, this diary entry, there's just so much out there and so much to explore, and I think it's worthwhile for you to explore your own religion if you're in one, or just to, you know, evaluate who you are as a part of that religion. I feel it's very unfair for you to be a part of something but feel so excluded from it, because that's how I felt in Christianity. I was a part of it, the parts that I wanted to show, but I was heavily excluded at the same time because it just was not me. I think that's the only way I can really put it. It just was not me. And even now, with my thoughts on God or the higher power or the eternal being that kind of runs the show here, I think they're real. Without any instance, I do believe in God. Like, I do believe that there is a higher being, a higher power, the universe that is out there, you know, working for my good. But I would just say fundamentally, okay, this is very tricky ground. So guys, take this with a grain of salt. This is just me and how I feel towards religion. So I feel when it comes to like the description of God and the kind of God that I feel is very correct, I feel like the Muslim God, Allah, I feel Allah is really, really close to what I believe God would be like. But I think one thing that's really been very comforting, especially with one of my really best friends, Mariam, she's a very devout Muslim, but I've never felt more love than the love that she has given to me as a friend, simply because for starters, she grew up in a home that was just so filled with love, so filled with understanding, so filled with opportunity to learn and to grow. And even for her to just be so loving and accepting of who I am, because it's an open secret that a lot of religious institutions can be violently homophobic, violently transphobic, violently queerphobic, right? But for her to kind of just come to me and just become one of my best friends, despite the fact that we believe different stuff and we have different concepts of everything, is just like, whoa. And I've learned so, so much from her, because I ask out of intrigue and she shares out of love. And I think that's the beauty of it, is because I genuinely have so many questions. And for every question, you know, she's not like, you heathen, you don't believe. She's just like, oh, okay. So basically, it says this, and I kind of believe it like this. Some other people believe it like that. But in general, this is the vibe. And I'm like, huh. Wow. That's cool. That's cool. And that just gave me so much comfort, honestly. So I'm not a Muslim, not a Christian, just agnostic, just vibing over here in the cosmos. But I would say, if you are looking for some direction in terms of religion or in some direction for anything, I would just say go with what makes the most sense to you. And, you know, of course, don't go like a sheep, you know, and be very gullible and stuff. No, don't do that. I want you guys, my debunkers, I want you guys to be educated people. I want you, you know, if you want to join something, you want to do something, read up about it, find out more about it, research. Because research goes a really, really long way from you being bamboozled out of your money, bamboozled out of your love. But most of all, don't lose yourself. I think that's the thing. It's do not lose yourself. You know, do not go into a losing battle against religion, because you will lose if you do not know who you are, what you stand for, and what is important to you. Well, that is today's episode. This is a very long diary entry, but I felt this very heavy on my heart. I don't know if this was something that was interesting for you, please let me know. Maybe I'll do more episodes like this. Otherwise, have a superb day. Drink some water, because I need to drink some water. And, you know, just be kind and wear your heart on your sleeve. Hey, goodbye. Reach out to me on social media. You can find this podcast on Instagram at Let's Debunk It Podcast. Feel free to email me at letsdebunkit@gmail.com. That is letsdebunkit@gmail.com. If you didn't catch that, just check the show notes. If you enjoyed this episode or just like the podcast, be sure to give me a 5-star rating and leave me a comment. And to make sure you never miss an episode, subscribe on whatever platform you are listening on.